With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates Carney. All across the nation last Saturday, anti-federal land activists protested what they considered to be wide-ranging federal government overreach. In Montana, the self-titled Citizens for Constitutional Freedom gathered in Lewistown.
I drew a line in the sand, and that line is the Constitution in its original intent.
That's John Daigle from Malta, the organizer of the event. He's addressing a crowd of about 20 people sitting on the benches at the baseball field at Sims Park. He expected about 100 people to show up.
From what we were promised and what we got, it's kind of sad, but at least we had some people out here, and hopefully they'll go back and start motivating the people.
He says the rally served as a memorial service for Lavoie Finicum, the man shot and killed in January during the weeks-long occupation of the wildlife refuge in Oregon. They held a moment of silence for Finicum and then sang the national anthem. The occupation stemmed from the arrest of Oregon ranchers over a fire that spread from their property onto land controlled by the Bureau of Land Management. Daigle says Saturday's event was also a time for people to just vent about their frustrations with the federal government, and there were lots of those. Here's Anita Harper from Lewistown.
The fishing, being able to go out. We used to go cut wood every year. That was one of our family get-togethers, and you can't do that anymore without getting a permit from the government. Why? We own that land. You happen to get a permit to drill a well, to build a house. I mean, the whole thing is just stupid.
Philip Kochis lives in Malta.
I'm here because I don't like to see the American people being rounded up by the government. If you stand against the government, they're going to try to knock you down.
Jared Wise is a veteran who has lived in Montana his whole life.
If you're a rancher and you're using BLM land, you have to pay to basically lease the property to put your cows on it.
Wise says ranchers shouldn't have to pay the government to lease land that already belongs to the American people. Cody Mikesell is from Whitefish.
I'm tired of the government overreach on everything, not just land management, BLM.
Jenna Reno lives in Bozeman.
We are tired of not being heard. We are tired of speaking and emailing and writing and calling our representatives and being completely ineffective, being ignored, having our emails ignored, or flat out being lied to.
Many of the rally members said their movement is not about getting rid of the federal government. It's about calling attention to and ousting corrupt government. And it being a big election year, the Citizens for Constitutional Change had different ideas on what candidates would help their cause. Cody Mikesell.
I don't really like any politics personally. I think they're all liars personally. They just tell you what they want. I mean, Trump stands out because he's not afraid to tell people what he thinks. But then again, he's kind of a wild man, so do you want him running the country?
Philip Hodgkins.
If you vote for Sanders, you're voting for Stalin. If you vote for Hillary, you're voting for Hitler. It's too communist. They want to take more rights away. The one I like just dropped out. I like Dr. Carson.
John Daigle.
I'm kind of torn, weirdly, between Trump and Kasich.
Dane Peoples is from Bozeman.
I don't know as far as local politicians or even state politicians if they're even getting involved or looking at the issues.
Jared Wise.
I don't really think it's going to matter who gets in. It's still something's going to happen, and it's not going to be good.
The nearly two-hour event lacked a focused discussion beyond general frustration at the federal government. But that is something that rally organizer John Daigle says they can overcome.
Yeah, there's always going to be some lack of cohesiveness. But if we can get more of a mainstream feeling going for one of the groups that really seems to be showing some strength and some dedication to the issues, it's just a matter of seeing who's going to be doing what.
Even though the turnout wasn't what rally-goers hoped for, Jared Wise sums up the general attitude of the group.
It's going to pick up speed. I mean, the more people that stand up, the more people that talk. I mean, you see this little group. There was rallies all across the U.S. today. I mean, they're everywhere. They're standing up. And the more people that see it, the more it's promoted and pushed, the more that will come to their senses, unless they're just, you know, too blind to see what's really going on.
Wise said this whole movement could lead the way to something like the Revolutionary War. The event organizer John Daigle said their mission is to create change with ballots, not bullets. The Montana Group for Citizens for Constitutional Freedom hopes to meet again on the 4th of July. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.